But then sometimes you would hear, I've heard old people say something about marking and, you know, would you get you to mark a hog for me, something like that. But most time they use work on him.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, after you worked on him or castrated him or whatever, what would you call him then?
A barrel. Mm-hmm. They didn't say barrel, they said barrel.
Right. Why was that done?
You can't eat one.
Why not?
He's too strong. You cook a bull hog, you can smell him all over the darn neighborhood, not on the cop.
You ever hear anybody try to do that?
Yes, sir.
Or they just didn't know what
they said. I was talking to somebody the other day. We were talking about these wild boars that claim they hunt, you know. They call them all wild boars. Just call them. I don't know why they don't say wild hog. They say wild boars refer to the female, the same thing. Some fellow from Chattanooga goes up, was down here hunting last week, go up in Tennessee, and they say they hunt wild boars. It may be a sow they kill, but they call it wild boar meat.
Mm.
And and I asked, they said them, and then they've got them down in the forks of this river, down low end of this county. See, this county goes right down the two rivers. And a bunch from Thomasville goes down, got a hunting club down, and they kill a lot of hogs down there. And I've heard some of them say they eat a bull hog, you can kill no different. But you couldn't eat one around here, and you go to a stockyard, they'll sell where a hog be selling for 15, 20 cents a pound of gilt or barrel. You can get in for 2.5, 3, 4 cents a pound, maybe weigh 300, 400 pounds. I think you can make sausage out of it. Or you can, his meat's coarse after he runs out of way, even after, if you castrate him, then you, you can take him, a lot of people buy him that way and castrate him, keep him a little while and make sausage out of him. Meat's too coarse to eat. Even after when you castrate him, then get well, but he doesn't got all that. You done got the must out of him like you do a lot of other things. But you can't eat one. You can go cooking one meat, you can smell it all over the damn house.
Well, what part of a hog do you like the best?
That part before he is castrated. Castrate him and give me that part.
What do you call that?
Pereira oyster. Mountain oyster. Mountain oyster. A cow is Pereira oyster and a hog is mountain oyster. That's the best part of a hog. The next is the other end and his brains.
We have that with eggs, like for breakfast?
Yeah. Can't be beat.
I've had brains and eggs, but I haven't had any mountain oysters.
But it's better.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
You still...
Well, it tastes different, but I mean, it's just as good as... I like it. Mm-hmm. It's fine. I'll tell you right now, it's good.
You still have it every now and then?
Yeah. We don't have no hog around here now much, but we do... and we've quit castrating yellin. We sell them... But now and then somebody left, fellow, this boy right up the road here. He got the way he'll castrate some for somebody and he'll bring them on, me and him will eat. And this boy, he eats them too. And then he got a gold or two down here, we castrate them, we eat them too.
Which meal would you eat those at?
Is any one you could get to. Mostly supper.
Uh-huh.
That's when we back them better most for something.
I see. Yeah.